Humbug Mountain by Sid Fleischman. Narrated by Dan John Miller. 1. The Goose Pull. My sister, Glorietta, came bursting through the front door of Pa's newspaper office.
"Wiley!"
she cried out.
"They've got Mr. Johnson by the neck!"
I was leaning back in Pa's swivel chair with my legs propped up on the southeast corner of Pa's roll-top desk. He'd left me in charge of business affairs, and Ma had left me in charge of Glorietta. I studied her through my bare feet. "Glorietta," I said calmly, and spit in Pa's cuspidor, "stop your howling. Mr. Johnson's penned up in the backyard with the chickens."
"No, he ain't."
Tears began gully-washing down her cheeks.
"He must have got loose. They're fixing to have a goose pull."
"You know that's not so," I said patiently, even though I was considerably older than Glorietta. 3 years and 2 months, she stood a mite taller than I. It wasn't fair. She was only 10, but skinny-legged and nearsighted. Ma could hardly get her to wear her brass-rimmed spectacles in public. Folks called her window eyes and dumb things like that. The doctor said she'd outgrow the specs, and Pa said I'd shoot up before long. We were both of us infernally impatient.
"A goose pull?" I said. "Glorietta, you know it's not the 4th of July or anything like that. Mr. Johnson's out back. I watered his tub not an hour ago." "Maybe you left the gate open."
I straightened up in the chair. Mr. Johnson was Ma's pet goose. She'd have my hide if anything happened to Mr. Johnson.
"I always latch the gate," I said. "That bull goose is exactly where he ought to be. Come on, I'll show you."
We went out back, and the first thing I saw was chickens running loose. The gate had swung open. Mr. Johnson was gone. This town we lived in, Mulesburg, was an uncommonly backward sort of place. Folks around and about raised mules and turnips and clod-headed mischief. Well, there was hardly a dog that hadn't had a string of tin cans tied to its tail, or a cat either. In Mulesburg, a dogfight in the street was considered refined entertainment and drew hat-slapping crowds. I don't mean to say that Mulesburg was our home. Ma could never get Pa to stay in one place long enough to call it home. Newspaper men are born with the yonders. Pa was that way, itchy-footed, long-strided, and with his dark eyes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?